translations, and that way you really get it. It's awesome. The Bible tells us, starting in First Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So if you want to know what the will of God is, what do? Give thanks in everything. Not for everything, but in everything. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who is also will do it. And the Passion reads it like this: let your joy be your continual feast. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. Never restrain or put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. And don't be one who scorns prophecies, but be faithful to examine them by putting them to the test, and afterward hold tightly to what has proven to be right, and avoid every appearance of evil. Now may the God of peace and harmony set you apart, making you completely holy. And may your entire being, spirit, soul, and body be completely flawless in the appearing of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. The one who calls you by name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete his work in you. Amen. And the Amplified Bible says, be happy. Be happy in your faith. Being a Christian is being happy. It's being full of joy. It's the good news. And rejoice, and be glad-hearted continually. Be unceasing in prayer. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstance may be, but be thankful and give thanks. For this is the will of God for you, who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. Don't quench, suppress, or subdue the Holy Spirit. Don't spurn gifts, utterances, or prophecies. Do not depreciate prophetic revelations, nor despise inspired instruction or exhortation or warning. Test, prove all things as you recognize what is good. To that hold fast. Abstain from evil. Shrink from it. Keep aloof from it in whatever form or whatever kind it may be. And may the God of peace sanctify you through and through. Separate you from profane things. Make you pure and holy, concentrated to God. And may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Faithful is he who is calling you to himself, and utterly trustworthy. And he will also do it, fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you. And all of this is done in the strength of the Holy Spirit. That's what makes it so great, that we don't have to do it in ourselves. The pastor's going to be preaching a message in a minute about being thankful. And I'll never forget one time the Holy Spirit said, surely as long as you have a thankful heart, I'll withhold nothing. Anyone that has a thankful heart, it's just been appreciative of God and who God is and what he does in our life, and then creates an atmosphere for the suddenlies of God in your life. You know, it may not have happened yet, but I know when the suddenly happens, it's already been prepared. And so we just create our atmosphere with an atmosphere of joy, an atmosphere of happiness, an atmosphere of confession, and an atmosphere of thankfulness. And then that's when the suddenness of God begins to break through. Amen. And he is faithful. Father, we just welcome. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you in this place today. We just welcome you to fill this place with your holy presence. That none of us leave here the same in Jesus' name. That everybody, every person with pain in their body, whatever's causing that pain, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that you are the healed of the Lord. We thank you. This is a season of your suddenly that's upon us, Lord. And as we walk into this new year, this time as we know it's the new year, God, that this year has been a platform of setting us up for the things that's going to happen next year, for the mantle that's over this place, God, that we continue to walk in it. And to walk through things, you've made us more than overcomers. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place today to settle upon us, to impregnate us with your word, that we can see the birth of your promises in the suddenlies that you have already prepared beforehand before us. And it's all because of your goodness, because you are a good, good Father. And for that, we're thankful for. We come ever against every distraction in the name of Jesus, such a busy month, Lord. But we know in all the things that we do that we give you glory. And help us to maintain, Lord, an attitude of thankfulness that creates that atmosphere around us, God, for the suddenness to happen. And we are expecting, God. We are expecting. And everybody said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I was reminded, of course, Jerry and I have been around a long time. Different things happen, so different scripture verses sometimes bring different things into our mind. But that in everything give thanks. Now, you weren't going to share that this morning, were you? But this is, well, what happened in that hospital room? Years ago, we were still in the Methodist church, and one of the first scripture songs we ever learned to sing was, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. You know, we did that. Well, we were kind of sort of teaching them to some of the people in the Methodist church. Well, this lady's uncle was in intensive care and dying, and she came to Jerry and she said, Pastor, I believe the Lord spoke to me and said, if we go up out of that hospital, I'm going to go in and lay hands on him. But while I do that, y'all are going to need to sit in the waiting room singing and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Now, y'all got to understand where I was 40 years ago. I mean, we were still almost closet Pentecostals, okay? You know, we were just launching out, just stepping out. And so what do? You go, okay. So here we go to the hospital. We're in the waiting room, and we get in a little group, and it's full. It is full. Not an empty chair. So I had to sit on one of the little tables. And yeah, so we're sitting around. We kind of get in a cluster. And so she heads up. She's going into intensive care, and we're going, in everything give thanks. I didn't look at anybody. I kept my eyes shut. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. And we sang it over and over and over until she came out, and then we left. And he got up. They had him dying. He got out of there, I think, what, the next day or so? Yeah. Coughed it up? Yeah. Amen. Well, you know, when we walked in here today, and you look around, and the y'all did a beautiful job. Everybody that, and I know you had fun doing it, but it's a lot of work, too. And the planning, and it just looks beautiful. And, you know, we've got this whole month that the world's going to be celebrating Christmas. And even though we celebrate it all year round, we have a good excuse, a good reason to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're going to start off, and we only get to sing the Christmas songs 3 or 4 Sundays. So we start out the first Sunday of December singing Christmas songs. So hallelujah, let's praise him. Now this one's, some of it you know and some of it a little bit new to you. All right, it's our version.
For a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. It's Christmas. The angels Zion, the Savior is born. It's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and bid us for heaven to live with thee there. It's Christmas, the angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I know like shouting joy to the world. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Go tell it now.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. The angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting,
what?
Joy to the world.
Do that, it's Christmas again. You ready?
It's Christmas, the angels are singing, and I know the reason
why
the Savior is born. It's Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting,
what?
Joy to the world, joy to the world, joy to the world.
Amen. There you go. See, get everybody just happy and laughing. And, you know, we come in here to praise and worship Him, and we ought to have more fun this month. We ought to be even more joyful. This is why. Circumstances may not have changed, but you know what? The light of the world has come, right? Joy to the world. All right. Joy to the world. Here we go.
Nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. It rises in my soul, never lets me go.
Amen. Glory to God. Woo. Amen. Joy to the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just love you so much. We thank you for who you are. You are the way maker and what else? Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Oh, my goodness. That is who you are. You know, I just want to share a couple of scriptures here, but Luke 2:14 says this in the Christmas story. When the angel was talking to Mary, and then the baby was born, and they went on to Bethlehem and Judea, and the shepherds were out, and the angels appeared in the skies above him, and this is what they said: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased, and on earth peace, goodwill." And then the account in John 1. It opens up the scripture. It says, "And he is the light. He is that light." And you know, I'm thinking this morning, I want to sing about the light of the world. Not only the joy of the world, the light of the world, and the peace that he came to bring. See? So where are we today? Do we believe that? Do we believe that in my life, in every situation, he came, he is the peace? Amen. Glory to God. Like Miss Rita said, the peace that passes all understanding will mount garrison or guard your heart and your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, guys, let's go.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear.
There's that.
And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,
come on now,
whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Yeah.
Now here's this light we were talking about,
and I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare, and there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, amen. then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
All right, let's go.
Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me yet. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
That's good, church.
We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, oh. You never let go of me, Lord.
Oh, praise him, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one of the first scriptures that I learned, when I really learned that you could trust and believe everything you read in the Word of God, was the one that I found in Isaiah. Don't know where it is exactly. Where it says, I've engraven you upon the palms of my hand. And when something's engraved on the palm of your hand, you don't shake it off, do you? So he's not going to turn me loose. He may want to sometime. But he's not going to turn me loose. Because I've been engraven because of Jesus Christ in the palm of his hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Church, just praise him today. Worship him. Glory to God. We praise you, Father God, for who you are. And worship you.
You are here, moving in this place.
Come on.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, wait a minute. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Woo, yes.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart.
Come on.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Hey,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Amen. Come on now.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus.
You believe that today, church?
You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the dark. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you,
glory to God.
You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Let's do Waymaker again. Ready? Come on. Let's do it again.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Glory to God. Glory to God, Father God. There's someone listening, someone gonna listen, or if there's someone right here, right in our midst, get a hold of the fact that you've only got goodness for them. You're the way maker if they need a way. You're the miracle worker if they need a miracle. You're the promise keeper. You never let us down. You don't lie. You're not the world. You don't do it the way man does. You're the light in the darkness, Father. You're our God. Hallelujah. You're our shepherd. And because you're our shepherd, we have everything we need. Amen. And you know, we're gonna take up the offering. I forgot completely all about that. I got so wrapped up in Christmas. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He said, "My peace I give unto you, and my peace I leave unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Glory to God.
Peace of God.
Thank you, Father God, for this offering. It's December, Father God. We've come through another year. New life has made it. Glory to God. And we're going to more than make it. Because we're here, Father God, because you ordained this place. And you're going to meet everybody's need. They may need a house. They may need a healing. They may need a relationship restored. Whatever it is, Father God, we just believe that because these people give and they trust you. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. All right now.
Peace of God, cover me. Cover me. Cover me, peace of God,
storm. Cover me.
Sing that again, church. You ready?
Peace of God, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Peace of God, cover me through the storm. Cover me. Only in you I am safe. Only in you I'm secure. Only in you I find peace. So cover.
Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all my understand. Cover me when I am hurting. Cover me when I'm not strong. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is on. Let the peace that passes all my understanding cover me. Cover me.
Say that again, church.
Cover me.
You need to just picture yourself in Psalm 91 when he talks about how as the hen covers those little ones, that God covers you from all the storms, from all the troubles, from all that junk going around, from all the things that we know is not right happening in our nation. But you know, but God. We love you today. Sing that verse again. Peace of God.
Peace of God, cover me.
Lord, this Christmas,
cover me.
Let it be such an awesome testimony throughout
cover
our nation.
Me.
Those who stand and believe.
Peace of
help us to love those, Father God, that seemingly have no idea. They don't believe the way we do. They are in the world. They have a worldview. But, Father God, you love them. You died for them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for covering them. You know, I pray for those churches. I pray for those churches that are for some reason or another, they're starting to slip. And now what used to be wrong, and the Word of God is wrong, now because they are in a cultural evolution. They're accepting things as a church. Father, help us to stay true to your Word, but help us to love.
You believe that?
Cover me.
You know, in the Old Testament, when they anointed the priest, they just didn't just get a little dab on their fingers and put it on their forehead like we do when we anoint people with oil. You know what they did? They poured it. It ran down. The Bible talks about the oil running down the beard of Aaron, who was the first high priest that God told Moses to anoint. He was the brother of Moses. And I just picture that, you know. There's a commercial on TV, I think it's about honey, and it's showing it covering the world. Cover us, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Isn't God good? It's Christmas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jack Ernest couldn't be with us today. He's healed in the name of Jesus. We've been talking to him and everything. And also, Miss Patsy has to go get a heart cath done. So the enemy's trying to come against him, but we're trying to work out a plan for us all to get together at Scott's again. But, you know, I know we will. God's faithful. And so instead, we had to look and look and look and see who we could find to preach today, to take Brother Jack's place. And I know he's not a Marine, but he's my hero. Brother Jerry.